Blog Talk Radio.
And now listening into Conversations with the Queen, where we value a conscious and holistic approach to life and self-improvement. We often focus on psychological, spiritual, and emotional balance, but we discuss any and everything that pertains to bettering ourselves. So on today's show, we will be discussing food and melanin, featuring Concierge Thoughts of Inside Body Holistic Health and Wellness. So definitely going to be a great show. But before we get into that, I would like to invite you to visit conversationswiththequeen.blogspot.com, where you can catch exclusive articles and information that pertain to the show. Also, don't forget that if you miss the show, you can always check us out on the archives here on blogtalkradio.com/109-9 Penn Station. Again, that's 109-9 Penn Station. All right, I hope you guys had an awesome weekend, and I know everybody's all riled up from the Super Bowl and everything. I'm sorry, I do not watch sports or keep up with any of that, but definitely, I know a lot of people out there did. But let's get back into the actual spirit that we're trying to invoke, which is definitely on the healing tip. And I have an affirmation just for that. This affirmation is for energy and healing. Okay, so this is the affirmation. I clear all blockages in my physical and light body. Let my body be revitalized with all it needs to be healthy and strong. Let my food, breath, and thought be elevated to provide me with strength and energy to complete my goals. Let my focus only be on growth and healing, and let my energy be directed for its best use. I am healed, I am healing, and energized with the full intent of greatness. Ashe. So I hope that definitely gets you in the mood. That will be up on the Conversations with the Queen blogspot page very, very shortly. In the meantime, we do have our yoga pose of the month, which is the Ka pose, and it's a comedic yoga posture. To learn more about it, please go check out the article on conversationswiththequeen.blogspot.com. Everything's spelled correctly because all of the great information about it is definitely there, along with an instructional video that teaches you how to do it. It's great stuff. So definitely in the spirit of our Black History Month specials, I chose specifically comedic yoga posture. So definitely, again, go check that out at conversationswiththequeen.blogspot.com. All right, so let's move through these announcements real quick, all right? Can I get a drum roll, please? Imaginary drum roll, because I really don't have that on the thing here in the queue to play for you guys. But I will be co-hosting the Revolutionary Women and Reggae Festival in Boston, Massachusetts. You guys, if you're in the area, definitely come out on March 9th. It's going to be a three-day festival, actually, honoring the centennial of Harriet Tubman, because we do not know her birth date, but we do know her the date of her death. We're going to celebrate the centennial of her passing and her ascension. So definitely, definitely come out if you're in the area. Do check us out. All right, and again, that's going to be March 8th through March 10th, and all of the information is going to be on my Facebook page, which is facebook.com/conversationswiththequeen, and you can also check it out on the Conversations with the Queen blog site, so you'll get more information there. Definitely, definitely excited, just so excited about that, all right? Also, another exciting, great, wonderful thing going on, GeminiCreations.com relaunched yesterday. It was awesome. It was wonderful. I'm just happy to have my online spot back. So it's going to be all week until Sunday, and all gemstone consultations are only $15, you guys. That is definitely, definitely a steal. So if you want to go check that out, you can definitely do so by going to facebook.com/GeminiCreations. That's GEMINEYE Creations. Or you can visit us directly on www.GeminiCreations.com. Again, that's www.GEMINEYECreations.com. All together, no spaces, no dashes, no any discrepancies, just all one word. All right, so that's that. I have a very, 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 very special announcement, and it's something that I want to bring to you guys very, very quickly. It's a great, great opportunity that I feel that you guys would really, really enjoy. I'm going to bring the brother on the line right now.
Yeah.
Peace,
sister. How are you doing?
I'm great. And just share with everybody what special offer I'm talking about.
Okay. Well, greetings to everybody. Let me first introduce myself.
Mm-hmm.
My name is Minus, much longer name, but that's what I'll give you at this time. And I am the founder and one of the co-owners of the website newshop.com. That's www.nuwshop.com, of course. And what newshop.com is really, it's kind of a testament to us entering into this new cycle, you know, with these new energies coming down to the earth, that we as a people need to really start taking control of our life, taking control of our finances, taking control and working as a collective. So in a nutshell, what newshop.com is, it is what we like to say is the number one marketplace for multicultural and ethnic products. And if anybody's familiar with Etsy or any sites like that, newshop.com, it would be essentially a rival to them, but we feel we offer a much stronger, a much better product, and in a much better price comparatively.
Okay.
So, what else? So, like, if you go to Etsy, they have listing fees. We don't have listing fees. They charge you 3.5% per transaction, and we make it a point not to charge 3.5% per transaction. Not for this month, but actually this is an introduction. We don't even consider ourselves in the launching stage of the site, but as an introduction, we're affording the opportunity for exactly 99 beta testers. That's people to come and become a member, become a part of the New Shop community, the New Shop marketplace, and they'll be able to set up a site for free. And the site will be free, absolutely free, for as long as they have that site. It's, of course, one site per IP address. And as a way for us to get the word out there, the easiest way to get people's attention is to offer them something free. And we're going to make it a point to do the best we can. And so we're inviting people to go to our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/NUWSHOP/NewShop. And they'll be able to see the banner, and they'll be able to get the promotional code. So when they go to newshop.com and they sign up and they're prompted to pay, they simply put in the promotional code, and their site will be absolutely free for eternity. So
that's a great opportunity.
Definitely.
You can't beat free. All right, so you guys heard about it here on Conversations with the Queen first. So if you're definitely interested, where can they go to get more information, and what should they do to take the steps to sign up?
Well, once again, I mean, just going to the website, www.newshop.com. That's newshop, N-U-W-S-H-O-P.com. On the newshop.com website, we have a page which is simply ask the question, what is New Shop? And that way they'll be able to see a video that we've created, a little commercial, and they'll be able to read the different features that we have. And, you know, we have unlimited items that they can use, unlimited posting, of course, as we said, no listing fees, no contract, and increased market visibility. We are doing a lot of work right now as far as getting the word out there and optimizing and search engine optimization, getting the word out there for our site. So we're thinking for anybody within our community who, and this, we're already in Trinidad, we're already in the UK actually. We just announced that it's really a global effort that we're trying to make. So anybody within our community, this would be a place that caters directly to them. Other sites, and not to throw Etsy under the bus, but I'm shamelessly in support of us over everybody else. Etsy really kind of focuses on vintage and handmade goods. Nothing wrong with vintage, nothing wrong with handmade. We have amazing handmade artists within our community. We also do focus on that. But if anybody simply goes there, one, through oversaturation, and the oversaturation, so it's like you don't get the traffic you're hoping to get when you go onto Etsy. But
definitely,
this is something new, this is something fresh, and it's about getting on it on the ground floor. We also do offer incentives, as people will find out, to help promote the new shop. Like, it's not just a one-sided thing going. For people who are members, people who are members of the community within the new shop network, they have the ability to refer other people and also receive, you know, monetary compensation for that referral. As opposed to, like, we appreciate a good word, we appreciate the word of mouth, but, you know, with that monetary compensation, it's not enough to sit back and say, I'll never work for the rest of my life, but it is definitely a thank you and a firm shake of the hand, dead looking in the eye. So we got that.
Okay. Definitely. So I'm excited. I don't know about y'all, but I'm definitely going to jump on this. So I encourage everybody and anybody who has anything to do with their business. And again, like you said, it's going to cater to a wider variety of audiences than the sites that are out right now. So definitely check it out. Again, that's newshop.com. I posted the link in the chat for anybody who's interested. Alright, great having you on, and I hope to have you on again for an actual show.
Well, I'm definitely looking forward to it, and I really appreciate this opportunity. It means a lot to me. And so, you know, even if somebody has a business, don't hesitate to join our network. This can be in addition to what you're already doing.
Alright. Okay, peace, brother.
Peace, sister. Till we talk again.
All right, you guys, it's that time to definitely get into the topic, get focused, and let's go. All right, let's bring on our featured guest speaker. Peace, Kinsir, are you on the line?
Peace, Queen. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm good. Up here enjoying this weather up north right now, trying to stay warm.
Oh, really? You enjoying it?
Well, you know, I'm making the most of it. It is what it is, right?
I guess. All right.
Yeah, I'm not in the tropics right now.
I'm there in my mind.
right. Well, I'm with you.
All right. So let's get on topic and let's get into this great, great topic. I mean, I'm ready to go. So we're going to be talking about food and melanin. So what is melanin exactly?
Well, first of all, before I get into that, you know, I like to show my appreciation for leading off your show with the Black History Month. You know, this month right here is a special month for all of us of African descent. You know, a lot of people make it what it is. And I just like to do my part to show my thanks and my appreciation for our ancestors. And I also like to show appreciation for our ancestors that we have that are still living and teaching and breathing and giving us this good information. And Conversations with the Queen and I want to give a shout out to my sisters that's out there that's in the revolution today making it happen. The warrior queens out there that's out elevating the awareness and the conscious levels of the brothers and sisters out here. You know, I want to give a shout out to PJ of Brown Eyes Magazine and Reeves Charleswell, you know, of the Womanist Views. You know, those are sisters out there of Haitian and Caribbean descent, you know, letting us know that Black History Month is not just an American theme. You know, we're a global. It's a global consciousness, you know, and our people are all over the world. We're a minority nowhere. We are definitely the majority on this planet. And I just like to give props to those sisters. And, you know, the local sisters, Mama Sabri of the International Locks Convention in Philly, Sister Malika Cooper of the Natural Evolution of the Hair Revolution. These sisters combined have over 50 years in the game, educating and uplifting our people with every show and expo that they put together. So I definitely want to give my shout out to my sisters. And definitely, of course, you know, you, Tay Queen, you know, you've been holding it down. And, you know, the sisters that you've been bringing on the show and what you've been doing for our community, for our nation is extraordinary. And I like to, you know, give my shout out and thank you to you.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. All right. So now that we got all the shout outs out the way, let's get into the topic a little bit here. All right. So, again, what is melanin?
Okay, well, melanin, and I'm just going to be brief on a lot of this because melanin is such a deep topic, you know, and a lot of our lecturers and teachers have been diving real deep into this subject, and there's many books out there. I like to give credit to Dr. Richard Bynum, my personal teacher and friend, Dr. Africa, and for all the work that they've been doing on the subject of melanin. So, you know, all my information is derived from them, our ancestors, and research that I found all over the place, you know. But just to paraphrase on some of the things in melanin, you know, it's a dark substance that's found in the body. It's produced in our pineal gland, which people of African descent, it's actually a pineal organ. Organs produce and secrete. So within us, it's a pineal organ. In other cultures, other races, it's a gland because it only secretes. It produces in such a low amount that it can't be considered an organ. So when we're speaking about the pineal, you know, we have to give it its proper respect. It is an organ. Melanin is also it helps the cells communicate with each other. Any time for the cells to grow and do any of the functions that they need to do, they need to communicate with each other. And melanin is that polymer that holds everything together, that allows that communication. Some of you might have heard of the holy relics, you know, the melanin blueprint. If someone loses an arm or loses a leg, they can still feel it there. They still might feel pain in the knee and don't have a leg there at all. But that's that melanin blueprint. Even though the physical is not there, that blueprint is still there. There's three basic types of melanin. It's the melanin, neuromelanin, and melatonin. That's the spirit, mind, and body. You know, also melanin is in your mouth, in your taste buds. It helps you taste the full range of colors or the full range of flavors. I don't know if you've been to other people's homes, you know, of other cultures, other descents, and the food tastes a little bland. You know, that's because the melanin in your taste buds brings everything out. You can taste the full range. Even the melanin in your eyes, you know, helps you see the full spectrum of color. We have always seen everything in HD. You know, other cultures, other races, they see a paler version of colors. Also, melanin increases consciousness, you know, and you can relate that to the dream state. You know, our dreams are much more vivid and clear. It's more of a reality. Melanin is a cultural element, you know, and culture educates awareness. Culture uses music, clothes, foods, dance, stories. Culture gives a person their belief system. Beliefs gives the person emotions. A reaction to your emotions is a feeling. A feeling that lasts a long time is called a mood. So it all goes back to feelings are based on that culture, and that culture is that melanin. Okay. You know, melanin is also a rhythmic chemical. It gives us our motion, gives them our rhythm. Some of us have more rhythm than others. You know, they can hold a dance. But, you know, it makes people of African descent more athletic. You know, they talk more in rhythmic syllables because that's how melanin moves through your body. It moves in rhythm. Also, melanin is considered the black dot, you know, because the melanin that we secrete and that we produce, melanin is in all things on the planet. So that gives us our spiritual connection to everything in the universe. You can crack open a rock and you'll find traces of melanin. If you cut open an apple and leave it exposed on the table for a couple minutes and it turns brown, that's that melanin coming out. Melanin is a small, it dictates the pigment in your skin. You know, people, you know, they like to say people of Africa, they're dark because of the sun. Well, if that was the case, all the fruits and plants in Africa will be dark skin. You know, but it's that melanin in our body that makes it dark.
Definitely. Now, when we talk about melanin, a lot of times people are referring to the external version of melanin, which is in the melanocytes on the skin. So if there are any, what are the differences between internal and external melanin?
Say that again.
I said if there are any, what are the differences between internal and external melanin?
Oh, wow. Yeah, it's many differences. Well, they're all the same. Internal melanin for African people is a selenium carbon base. For other cultures, it's a sulfur center base. Now, a lot of people may call melanin carbon. Well, carbon is what holds things together. You know, but melanin is the ultimate polymer which holds everything together. Carbon couldn't exist in the body without the melanin. People of other cultures, they have that sulfur base, which sulfur is based off ammonia. And you see that relevant as, you know, when other cultures wear shorts in the winter. You know, because ammonia is a tricky chemical where when it's hot, it gets cold, and when it's cold, it's hot.
Okay.
You know, so we're running around with scarves and blankets under our coat where, you know, other people may have on shorts. You know, melanin on the skin, it also protects from the sun's ultraviolet rays as the melanocytes that you were talking about. People that's devoid of that, more intense form of it will be, what is that called? Anything what that's called. But when you're pale, that's when you're devoid of melanin.
Okay.
Albinism, that's the word I was thinking of. That's the advanced form of no melanin.
Okay, definitely. And this was a trivia question that we posted in the event page. If you are on the event page, you'll know about it. And everybody was given all kinds of jacked up answers to this question. I mean, we had people saying stuff that I had never heard of in life. But what is plant melanin? And this is the trivia question for everybody who was in the event page. What is plant melanin?
Well, plant melanin is, I saw a lot of people commenting chlorophyll. Well, chlorophyll is close, but what it's actually called is photoplasm. Photoplasm is the base of chlorophyll. Chlorophyll is pretty much the lifeblood that runs through the plants, but it's actually called photoplasm because plants go through what's called photosynthesis. You know, that means, you know, they get everything from the sun, and in return, they produce photochemicals.
Mm-hmm.
And one of those chemicals is chlorophyll.
Mm-hmm. So if you said chlorophyll, I'm going to give it to you because you probably didn't know nothing about photoplasm and what had happened and all that stuff because you was like, I didn't take biology yesterday. So if you said chlorophyll, that was close enough to the answer. I'll give it to you on that. Somebody said other stuff. I don't know what they were referring to, but some people were just out there with those answers. But it was really fun to see what people knew about plant melanin. So how is plant melanin different from our melanin? And then how is it the same if it is?
Well, plant melanin, well, one thing about plants, you know, the human is a plant by nature. You know, we need everything that a plant needs. We need water, food, sunlight. But just like a plant, if you put a seed into a pot of dirt and take that plant, once the seed grows into a full-grown plant, you can take it out that dirt, shake all the loose dirt from the plant. The plant will still have that same amount of dirt that you originally put in the pot.
Mm-hmm.
So what that says is the plant takes all the vital minerals, which are vital minerals, but vitamins and minerals out the plant, and it excites what's in the plant. So that's what foods do to us. We take all the vital minerals or the vitamins and minerals out the foods we eat, and that's how we grow our cells. That's how we grow our human body. Cells make organs. So what you eat essentially becomes who you are and what you are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's basically, you know, the same as with a plant. You know, if you put a plant in dirt that hasn't been turned over correctly.
Excuse us. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Are you there?
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Yeah. Continue. If you put a plant.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay. All right. Sorry about that. Yeah, so that's the same as the human body. We take all the vitamins and minerals out the foods that we eat. So if we're eating foods that are denatured and don't have any vitamins and minerals in it, which are dead animal parts, we're not going to get the proper cell growth, which translates into the proper organ growth. And it's going to actually change the flora of our body, which brings me to like what Western medicine does. If you have one symptom of a disease, they will treat that symptom. Well, what that symptom does, what that treatment does is treats that one symptom. That's almost like if you have flies on garbage, you know, you're getting rid of the flies, but the garbage is still there.
Definitely.
You know, so what happens is when that garbage is still in your body, we have bacteria normally in our body. Well, that bacteria has opportunity to feed off that garbage. So other diseases and other illnesses start to sprout from that. So we wonder why we go back to the doctor and say, okay, well, these symptoms is over. I got some new ones now. You know, because that bacteria has been changed from friendly bacteria to fighting off the infection that's in there and causing other ones.
Yeah, definitely. All right, we do have a minute and 26 minutes, an hour and 26 minutes left on the live stream. I'm getting tongue-tied. I was like, we got a minute left, and if y'all got any questions, too bad. No. But, yeah, we do have an hour and 26 minutes left on the live stream. And we are talking about food and melanin with Kinsir Thoth, going in definitely on this topic, hitting some interesting points. If you have any call-in questions, definitely do call in. The number is 917-932-8881. You can definitely call in by pressing 1 if you are already on the line, but the number is for those who are not already on. All right? So we're going to keep going with this information for a little bit longer, and then we're going to take a quick break. But let's get back to the whole topic at hand. So, obviously, you know, the best foods that we should be eating are vegetables. And vegetables are plants. And we just discussed that plants have melanin. So how does the plant melanin in vegetation, in edible vegetation, affect our body?
Well, okay, I'm going to use this for an example. I'm going to use the proteins that are in. There's many types, many forms of proteins, but I'm going to use the proteins and vegetables. Now, I'm going to tell you what proteins are. There's a lot of misinformation about proteins, especially in people when they're dieting and going to the gym and working out. Proteins are composed of smaller substances called amino acids. Amino acids are what build muscle. The body does not store extra protein. So when you take in excess protein, it just turns to fat. And that fat gathers around your heart, your kidneys, your livers, and your intestines. And it turns to, when you stop working out, that's why you see all the bodybuilders, they get fat. You know, they're obese, they're overweight. It's from all that excess protein. Now, the protein requirements for the human body, for one, they're based off of upper middle class Caucasian family that are junk food eaters. Not that anyone follows those requirements anyway. You know, they go over and beyond because, you know, the psyche of the American people is if it builds muscle, if I take three times that, I'll get three times more muscle. So they don't follow the requirement anyway. But if you want to stick to the requirement that's right for your body, vegetarians don't require any excess protein because the proteins are already in the plant. Now, so that requirement, you're already going a lot less than the daily recommended protein. Now, a lot of times you hear you get your lean protein from animals. Well, that's just a Caucasian myth or fairy tale because when they see the lions out in the wild, they see their muscle structure and their tone and everything, so they want to eat that so they can be built like that animal. So that's just based off superstition. When actually animals, they get their protein from plants. They get their protein from the grass. You know, a lot of foods that we eat are herbivores. Well, not that I eat, but a lot of these dead animals, you know, the cows, the pigs, the chickens, they're mainly plant-based eaters. So in actuality, they're getting secondhand protein. You know, they're getting not getting all the amino acids that's needed to build and repair muscle. You know, so if you want to get the proteins, you don't get it from a protein shake. You get it from mustard greens. Because protein shakes, that powder, you've never seen protein by itself in nature. You see protein mixed with families, vitamin A, vitamin B, all the many different types of proteins together. If you're just doing one type of protein just in a powder and a shake, you're taking a piece of it, and your body doesn't process it like that. Your body only processes whole foods. One thing about digestion, okay, digestion is much like your eyes. You only see through one eye at a time, but your brain processes information so fast, it seems as though you're looking out at both eyes at all times, but it's only one or the other. That's how digestion works. When you have multiple foods going into your body is only processing one signal. Now, when you eat, have a diet full of dead animals, your body has to raise the acid level and the hydrochloric acid in your stomach to digest this. Now, with that raise, that raises the uric level in your body, and that causes a lot of health problems. That's where you get your diabetes, your cancers, because the acid level is raised in your body just to digest those foods. Now, dead animals, those were used as an emergency diet. just until you got to the fresh fruits and the vegetables. That's not a diet that you will maintain for any type of health.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, when you look at a lot of cultures, even that did consume meat, because I know a lot of people like to say that, you know, and back in the day we didn't really eat meat. Well, there are cultures who did partake in meat in certain times in history. But even in those cultures, what you see is not a daily consumption of meat.
Right, right.
So at best, if you're going to eat meat, don't eat it every day because it's murder on your digestive system.
Exactly.
So, you know, exactly. That's the whole thing about that. But I do have a question about the protein. I know that there is a certain amino acid profile that's necessary to build muscle, and it's not always found in high percentages or high quantities in vegetable proteins. So what do you think? Eat a different, just eat a large array of vegetables, and you'll get eventually all of the protein, the amino acids from the array of vegetables that you'll be eating and consuming? Or are you just saying that that's not necessary?
Well, yeah, if you want to, like I said, your body doesn't store protein. So what it doesn't need is just going to urinate out. But that's the whole proteins that you find in vegetables and fruits. The proteins that you find in dead animals, that's the protein that doesn't have the amino acid that can't be digested, that's going to turn to waste and cellulite and fat around your organs. Now, if you're just looking for a straight protein, you want to go with your nuts, your seeds, more particularly your pistachios, your walnuts, your pecans, macadamia nuts, not your peanuts, but those nuts, the pistachios, the macadamias, and you want to go with seeds, sunflower seeds, whole grains. Now, when you buy whole grains, you know, you go for the whole wheat bread, but you want to go for like the 9-grain and the 7-grain breads, and also beans. You know, there's a wide variety of different types of beans. Those foods have the largest quantity of the complex proteins filled with all the amino acid profile that your body needs. And especially if you're into lifting and body sculpting, I don't call it bodybuilding because you don't want all that excess muscle on your body because your skeletal frame and your heart's not built, you know, for that excess muscle. But when it's body sculpting, when you want to bring out all the muscles and all the cuts and all the natural definitions in your body, that's when you go with these foods.
Okay, definitely. That's some great information. All right, so how are unhealthy foods detrimental to our melanin?
Wow. Well, first of all, what these unhealthy foods do is they crystallize the pineal gland. And what I mean by that is they stop the production of melanin. You know, once your production of melanin is stopped, like I said, your melanin is linked to your immune system. You know, so when your melanin starts producing in the high amounts that you need it to be, that's when you fall victim to the different germs and bacteria that's already in your body. You know, so the outside factors, you know, you see people catching colds every other week. You know, having a headache every 3 days. You know, it's because their immune system is weak, and once their head feels better, they go back to the candy bar or the cupcakes. You know,
if they stopped.
if they stopped, yeah, I got a headache. Give me a Snickers.
Need some sugar. My sugar's low.
Yeah, I mean, it's really not funny. You know, it's a part of it. It's a psychosis that we have. You know, it's part of, you know, us being taught how to hate ourselves. You know,
yes,
and the bad thing about that is we consciously don't know that it's a form of self-hate. You know,
very true, very true.
Yeah, so a lot of people, you know, they can tell other people, you know, you're hating yourself because you don't know your history. and then go around the corner and eat a hot dog. You know,
exactly.
You know, but that industry, the meat industry in particular, you know, it thrives and is very, very successful off our ignorance.
Very, very true. I mean, when you look at it, the whole meat industry in particular, and again, me per se as a person, although I do follow a plant-based diet, I'm not like a plant-based, like, Nazi who's going to, like, shoot you in the head if you have a cheeseburger or something. I mean, I don't agree with eating an animal product-based diet or animal dead carcasses. But, you know, I'm not going to expect everybody to follow what I choose to follow. But the thing that you have to understand is the quality of the meat that's being produced in this country is very poor. One.
Mm-hmm.
And the quality of the meat that's given to our community, especially in particular, is even worse.
Right.
And on top of that fact, they're shot up with all these hormones and all these antibiotics and all this extra chemicals and hormones that you didn't need in your food anyway. So, I mean, at least for the sake of that point, we just can't continue to go along with the normality or what's become the normality of the American standard diet anymore. Because it's honestly, it's killing our people and it's not having a great effect upon us. Is there a reason why we have higher rates of disease in our community? Is that some correlation not only to the fact that we eat bad food, but on top of that, is that somehow connected to our melanin?
Oh, of course. Like we were saying, you know, when your melanin is crystallized, you know, other cultures, other races, you know, they have different flora in their body where they can take a certain level of meat, you know, where they can digest it. You know, with us, we're melanin dependent. You know, everything that we do, that we think, is based upon our melanin. You know, so when our melanin is being attacked, our whole life, our whole world is being attacked. You know, things affect us three times more than it would anyone else of any other culture.
Okay.
You know, so as African-centered people, we have to go over and beyond to protect our melanin because that's our life force. That's our connection to the spirit world. That's our connection to the universe, to our life.
Yeah.
You know, and if people that's not into the spiritual, the meditation side of things, that's your connection. It's your connection to good health. You know?
It's your connection to not having a detrimental disease when you get older.
Right. Exactly. And we wonder why, you know, it's such a big spike in homosexuality. You know, not to get on that topic at all, but estrogen is what makes meats or cows or chickens, what makes them grow at a three times the rate that they normally would grow. Well, that estrogen is not digested in their body. That estrogen is digested in our youth, in our children's body. So we see our little boys at 9 years old with breasts, you know. We see them with a little twitch in their walk because they have an overbalance of estrogen in their system.
Okay. Definitely. Great information on that topic. So, I mean, let's be honest here. Not that we can't find vegetables, but, I mean, when you go out to a restaurant, there's meat. When we walk down the street, we smell something cooking. It's more than likely meat or has meat products in it. I mean, it's everywhere. I mean, and not just the meat. It's just the whole meat products and the sugar and all those things that are detrimental to our melanin. So how can we avoid these unhealthy, processed, chemical-laden foods?
Well, I guess it comes down to a matter of willpower. You know, we see the obvious upfront things that are in our face, you know, that's detrimental to our health. You know, mm-hmm. a lot of us, you know, that are on plant-based diets, you know, there's a lot of things that's in plants and fruits, you know, that doesn't work with our system. But when you have more of what's good in your system, mm-hmm. that helps your body to get rid of the things that aren't good. Yeah, mm-hmm. you know, pesticides on vegetables and everything, but that's why we have an immune system, mm-hmm. you know. And a lot of the pesticides, you know, are the same thing that are in these vaccines, you know.
Mm,
so if you're scared of pesticides, you know, why are you taking these flu shots and still getting sick?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we think, you know, what the scientists use is called, when they identify a disease or illness, it's called the doctrine of signature, which mm-hmm. means that these diseases are contagious. So if you get a flu or catch a cold, that means it's contagious. And, you know, it's a harmful bacteria or germ. Well, under this doctrine of signature, they have no idea how to determine how germs and bacteria behave. So under this, what they're trying to feed to us, under this doctrine of signature, if that's true, that means people can catch diarrhea. People can catch menstrual cramps. People can catch a headache. You know, where does mm-hmm. it end?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so the doctrine of signature doesn't tell us how, well, there's no explanation of how germs and bacteria can behave. So there's no way they can tell you that you can catch a cold or you
mm-hmm.
caught the flu.
Mm-hmm.
When the reality of the situation is you already ingested it. It's already in your system. It's your body's defense reaction.
Yeah.
And they know that, you know, when you get a fever, you know, that's your body trying to heat up
mm-hmm.
to get the germ out your body. You know, you didn't
yeah.
catch a fever. You didn't catch a cold. You can't catch the weather. You know,
mm-hmm.
if that's the case, when you get all these germs and bacteria, how do they know which germ and which bacteria is going to affect you?
Mm-hmm.
And if that's the case, why can't you catch healthy?
Very true, very true. I mean, I was watching a great, great lecture by Dr. Jewel Pogrom, and she was talking about that very same
mm-hmm.
concept. And she was saying, look, it's an idea that's put into your head. If you believe
right.
you can catch it, you can catch it.
Right, right.
And that's
right.
why they keep putting it out there on the news channel, oh, the flu is out this week. If they
right.
never told you the flu was out, would you have really caught the flu?
Right,
like,
right.
would you really have gone that far? And, you know, I mean, I have a lot of friends who follow the holistic path of medicine, and it's like I have not heard any of them getting the flu.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
they're not consuming the high amounts of heavy meat products and all that, and they're not catching the flu. And we know,
mm-hmm.
look, when it's flu season, gear up on that vitamin C, gear up on that zinc, gear up on
right.
just, you know, keep yourself and build up your immune system, because nature has given you an automatic defense mechanism. So we need to stop being fearful, and fear in and of itself disables our immune system. So if we're afraid of something, automatically
right,
we're
right.
at a detriment.
And it's funny, you know, the ones that don't practice natural remedies at all, the minute they get sick, they grab an orange or they
mm-hmm.
go for apple.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's not going to work then, you know, because it has
exactly.
to get through all the junk food that's already in your system for it even to affect you.
Very true. Very true. All right, on that note, we do have an hour left in the live stream and 6 minutes, so we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to do a little bit more talking with Kinsir, and then we will get right into the question. So please do call in. The call-in number is 917-932-8881, and you will be able to talk live with us both and ask us your comments and your questions and all that wonderful feedback that I know you guys have. All right, so we're going to get into these commercials real quick. All right.
Ladies, it's Israel the Poet. Do you love stylish jewelry but are also health and spiritually conscious? Many stylish pieces contain metals and plastics which can irritate the skin and do absolutely nothing for the spirit. So why not be in style while aiding your spirit? Gemini Creations presents Angel Wings, our newest earring line that infuses radiant feather earrings with angelic spiritual gemstones. So look great while aiding your spirit. To check them out, visit GeminiCreations.com. That's GeminiCreations.com. Like us on Facebook. That's facebook.com/GeminiCreations. Or you can contact Tae Queen through TaeQueen@Hotmail.com. That's TaeQueen@Hotmail.com. Peace and blessings always.
Yeah, it's your boy Panama Black. Yeah, what up, world? We're coming with that old school, but laying it down with the new rules, you know what I mean? You gotta, like, know where you're from and know where you're going, you know what I'm saying?
Yup.
60 degrees, feel like a pinwheel. Back at you with the hills, slip on your, I've been real. Nothing brand new, man. It's all recyclable. It's all official. When you rock, rock, rock and original. We all digital. Keep the analog. Retro flow. This is futuristic. How I do it, dog. Asino. No ludicrous. Let go. Block. Shot you with the face. We can see the trouble.
We get some gold. Get some dope. And then we hit the base. For some inspiration. Real life simulation. These style cyphers for B-boys. The beat making. That's where you find me, man. This ain't no imitation. This is a revelation. Got the seven verses. Mine. You got to get your own. Dealing with a righteous mind, walking some savage times, the power to refine, just find cycling, just a brother on the grind.
Having trouble losing weight? Feeling tired, sluggish, unhealthy, and stressed? Peace, family. This is Tae Queen here to tell you about the Inside Body 30-Day Challenge. This incredible health and weight loss program is designed uniquely for your body chemistry. This treatment plan corrects your vitamin and mineral deficiencies, restoring your body, mind, and spirit back to optimum health and wellness, creating a happier and more harmonious you. All for an affordable one-time program fee of $75, which includes an individualized whole body meal treatment plan. Also try the Inside Body Herbal Garden Tea Formula. These all-natural tea formulas can be used as a daily supplement to increase waste loss by cleansing the digestive system organs, as well as buildup of mucus and regulating your body's elimination. So order your teas today for the reasonable price of $15 per half-ounce bag, shipping and handling included. For more information on how to get started on your challenge, or to learn more about our garden tea formulas, visit www.insidebodybyconcier.com. That's www.insidebodybyconcier.com. Contact Inside Body through the email conciertoss@ymail.com. Call them at 717-943-5025. Or like them on facebook.com/healeyself. That's HEALEYESELF. Don't forget to mention you heard about the challenge through Conversations with the Queen and receive your free tea formula when you sign up. So stay healthy, stay motivated, and most importantly, stay woke.
I stay woke.
All right, we're back, and that was our commercial break. It was quick, short, and to the point. Had to play a little nice track in there. That track that we played was Stacey Epps, Circle, what's the name? Circle Rhyme. I got you. Circle Rhymes. See, it escaped me real quick, but I definitely had it right there. All right, so that was Circle Rhymes by Stacey Epps, and then we played our two commercials. If you would like to advertise on Conversations with the Queen, if you have a business or product you would really like to market, especially of a holistic or conscious nature, definitely get in contact with me at TaeQueen, TaeQueen, at hotmail.com. All right, let's get back into this. Now, I wanted to allocate a little bit of time for us to speak about your program and what you do and all of the lectures and the events and everything that's going on with you. So let my listening audience know what's going on with Concier.
Okay, all right. I guess first I have coming up the Natural Evolution of a Revolution or something, and that's going to be at the Baltimore Convention Center on Pratt Street downtown. I'm going to give a two-day lecture series, so you want to check that out. And also, the Evolution Tour is coming through Harrisburg, Pennsylvania in April 6th. That's a one-day event, and that's going to be more of a tribute to Inside Body, because that's the that's the homecoming. That's where Inside Body first originated from and where it took off from. So it's a lot of love and support back there in Harrisburg. So, you know, I want to give them a shout out and bring it back home, you know, because you are a product of where you come from.
Definitely.
You know, I saw a saying one time where a lumberjack walked into the forest with an axe. And all the trees said, hey, the handle is one of us. You know, so it's so important to remember who you are and where you come from. You know, So Harrisburg, PA, you know, we're bringing this home. After 3 years of touring, we're going to be there. And then after that, I'm going to be in D.C. for the D.C. Loves Locks. You know, I'm going to be posting more information about that show. And then from there, we're headed out west. You know, we're going to be in Vegas, and we got two spots in California. So I'm going to be posting more information about that. And also, we have the 30-day challenge program. Big shout-out to the Inside Body family, you know, because they're making this what this is. And thanks to all the dedicated members and their commitment, their show of support of their Inside Body, this program has been very successful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and just a little bit about that is that's a program that's designed specifically for your inside body chemistry. You know, no one body's chemistry is the same. So if you go on the internet and you see mustard greens is a cure for cancer, well, maybe for that person, but your chemistry is different. What affects me won't affect you the same way. So there's no one diet program as a one size fits all. You know, you might see the Slim Fast commercials or the raw juice fast. Well, that's not a diet that you can have permanently. You know, that's just something you do for a week or two, maybe a month. But the Inside Body program is not a diet. It's a lifestyle. You know, it's what you do for the rest of your days. Mm-hmm. You know, when you start eating according to your body chemistry, you know, you feel good about what you're eating. You know, and different things that you never knew existed in your body, you start to feel it. You feel a change in your body structure immediately. Mm-hmm.
I found bones I never knew I had. nah, just playing. But if you want to learn more about it, again, we just played the commercial on air live. But if you missed it, definitely go to youtube.com/CWTQ update. The commercial's on there. You can also visit the website. And again, that's insidebodybyconceer.com. And you can go over there, check out all the information on it. And you can just learn about it. I also did a vlogging experience when I was on the challenge, so you can get a personal perspective as well on the YouTube page. And again, that's youtube.com/CWTQ update. All right, let's get into these calls because I know y'all got questions because I had questions. So I know you guys have questions. All right, again, that call number is 917-932-8881. And you raise your hand by pressing 1, and I'll know that you are on cue and have a question. All right, we have a caller from the 804 area code that's been waiting oh so patiently. Caller from the 804 area code, you are live on Conversations with the Queen. Do you have any comments or questions?
Yes, peace, family.
Peace.
Peace.
I'm having a good time listening to the show. It's very informative. And I have a question. I have a skin disorder, vitiligo.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to know if you have any specific information about my diet that would be beneficial to me restoring my melanin.
Okay. What city are you calling from?
Well, I'm in Virginia.
Okay.
A very small town. You probably wouldn't know if I told you.
Okay. Try me.
Colonial Beach?
Oh, okay. You're right. You're right. Big shout out to Colonial Beach.
Big shout out to the whole 804 area code because I got family down there from Richmond. Big up.
Okay.
Right. Okay. With your symptom there, first of all, that is a melanin deficiency. Do you have patches, or how developed is it?
Well, yes, I have patches. I've had it since I was 6 years old.
Okay.
And it was pretty much on my hand, and that was it, until I reached probably the age of 18 or 19. And that's when it started to spread it. So I feel like now I have a lot on my chest, like my stomach area, my arms, and like my side.
Okay. All right. With that type of melanin insufficiency or deficiency, that can be a symptom of malnutrition, a symptom of a gland or organ dysfunction where your organs and glands aren't getting the vitamins and minerals that they need to produce the melanin that's required for your regular skin tone. It can also be a stressed liver or your pancreas because those are complementary. If your liver is weak, your pancreas picks up, or if your pancreas is weak, your liver starts to overwork. It could also be a deficiency in hydrochloric acid in the stomach. Now, if you're on a meat diet and you have a deficiency in hydrochloric acid, it's pulling melanin from everywhere else on the body.
Oh.
So that can be a cause of the deficiency. Now, since you had it at such a young age, you know, that could have began in the third trimester in the womb. That goes back to diabetes doesn't run in the family. It runs in the diet. So whatever your mother was eating, and even can go back to your father, you know, what the nutrient deficiency that was in his seed that was planted. You know, so what you would have to do, what type of diet are you on? Can I ask?
A poor one, yeah.
Okay, all right.
I do eat meat, but I like a year ago I stopped eating beef and pork.
Mm-hmm.
I mainly eat chicken and fish.
Okay.
And turkey.
And you work in the office?
Well, I'm a nurse. I work in a long-term care facility.
Okay. So you work long hours?
Sometimes, like yesterday, I worked 16 hours. But I try not to do that.
Yeah,
that's maybe
long enough.
Mm-hmm.
That's long. All right, because...
And I do also want to tell you, too, that I do have thyroid disease.
Okay, yes, yes. That could be a major cause to it also. And with thyroid, you would need a specific type of diet for that, you know, to restore that. Also, what I was going to say about the artificial light, you know, that can be a major cause to have it start spreading. You know, even though your chest isn't exposed to that light, that's the areas where it's drawing the melanin from. You know, you use the melanin to digest your food. When you're eating a diet full of denatured products, what happens is your body only recognizes whole foods. So your body has to make it whole before it can digest it. So if you're eating the chicken, you know, what happens is your body is pulling melanin from these different areas, which is in your immune system, to digest this food. And since you're already low on hydrochloric acid, digesting this chicken, you're going to start to pull more and more. And as you start getting older, you're eating more chicken, you know, bigger size portions.
Right.
And with your thyroid, I mean, that can be a direct result of eating these meats, because what happens is, in order for a chicken to grow three times the size, that estrogen cuts off the thyroid, you know, like a light switch. It turns it off. Your thyroid gland regulates weight. So with your thyroid gland turned off and that food that you're eating, it's going to turn yours off as well.
Right. And now that I'm like sitting here listening, I'm thinking back and like around the time that I was diagnosed with thyroid disease is around the time that the skin disorder started to spread.
Okay.
Mhm.
Because it was only a very small area on my hand and on my chest for maybe from the time that I was like almost 6 until I was, you know, about 20.
Mm-hmm.
So for almost 15 years, it never spread.
Mm.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, that condition is a direct link to a low thyroid function, like you were saying. And it's going to cause, untreated, it's going to cause headaches, arthritis, constipation, cold hands and feet.
My feet and my hands both stay cold and make me sweat at the same time.
Yep. One thing you can immediately do is a lot of the chemicals in soaps, lotions, deodorants, hair oils, hair concoctions, they all play a vital role in your condition there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't like calling it a disease or illness because this is all treatable. You know, this is stuff you shouldn't have had to live with for so long.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all it is a simple diet change. And that's some of the issues that we go over on the 30-day program. Like I tell people that sign up for the program, if you're just looking to lose weight, Jenny Craig has the program for you. But
right.
If you're looking to be healthy and get rid of a lot of the conditions that you're in, mainly these prescription drugs, and as a natural side effect, you lose weight. But that's not the primary concern for this program, you know, and for specific issues like you're having. I mean, this program will be best suited for that. You know, a lot of people don't understand that doctors don't have nutrition training. Harvard,
no, they don't.
Yale, Princeton, they don't have nutrition classes. So doctors, they're only going by what they know, and that's a symptom checker. If you have this, this, and this, then you need this prescription drug. And it's like I said earlier, you know, it's flies around garbage. They're getting rid of the flies, but the garbage remains.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, so what you can, you will definitely benefit from a complete diet overhaul.
Okay. Yeah,
if you want to talk to me more about the program, I suggest you you email me or send me a text message.
Okay.
You know, we can go over more details and get as specific with you. Like I said, this program isn't a one-size-fits-all. What we do is we do an hour interview to assess your deficiencies. And some deficiencies are right there in the open, like with your the symptoms that you have now. I mean, that's right in the open. That's something that we will start to address. And as a natural side effect, everything else will start to clear itself up.
Okay.
And one of the main things is when I'm treating that condition, I go straight to the thyroid. That's the first thing I go to.
Hmm. Okay.
All right, so
does that answer your question?
Yes. Thank you very much. Well, I didn't get a chance to hear you announce your email or phone number.
I'm putting all that information in the chat. I'm gonna let him say it again, but I'm putting all that information right up for everybody who's listening. I'm gonna put that information on the fan page, and I'm gonna put it in the chat. So if you're in the chat, I just dropped the website, which has most of that information. I'm gonna put the website up on the Conversations with the Queen fan page, as well as he's gonna go back over it one more time.
Okay, it'll be on Facebook too.
Mhm.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. I hope you guys have a blessed evening.
Okay.
Thank you, and you too, Queen. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
All right. Do you want to give out your information one more time for anybody who might have missed it?
Yeah. You sounded great on that commercial, by the way.
Thank you.
The email is ConsiderThought, that's ConsiderThought at ymail.com. I'm on Facebook under Heal I Self. That's HealEye Self, SELF. And if you want to contact me through those sources, and I'll go ahead and give you my number from there.
Mhm. Okay, definitely. I just posted all that information right up on the fan page at facebook.com/conversationswiththequeen, so you will also find it there. All right, we do have another caller with their hand raised, waiting oh so patiently. All you guys are wonderful because, you know, it can take a while when we have these health shows to answer these questions. So we have another caller from the 559 area code. Caller from the 559, you are now on Conversations with the Queen. Do you have any comments or questions?
Yeah, hold up, everybody. I'm enjoying this program here. First time hearing it, and I support everything the brother says. It's part of my study groups out there called the Kitchen Table Welcome Home by 15 study groups over 20 years old around the nation. However, I want to mention something about the food we eat. I'm a chef, a world-class chef, and I travel all over the world. And for the last 20 years, I've lived in the San Joaquin Valley, but most of your food is grown in the third largest area in the world. However, what's important about our food is the chemicals that's being treated into this food growth, not just the animals, but the plant world also.
Right.
We have to understand where these seeds come from that grows into our grocery stores, into our diets, and so forth.
There's
and we have a sister out there in California. I'm out of California, but I live here in Louisiana now. We have a sister out there called the Seed Lady of Watts. She's been growing, you know, gardens over 50 years in the Los Angeles area. And currently live in the San Joaquin Valley on historical land. And contact her for future growth in growing these gardens, because we don't know where these seeds come from. There's a whole lot of genetic seeds out there that people have been trying to out.
True, and
if you don't know what you've eaten, you know you what you eat. And the bottom line is nobody knows where this food is grown and how it's grown. I live here in Louisiana, and this is a chemical dump for African people. And the fact is, they use the same chemicals they produce here to take care of that San Joaquin Valley, seven counties where you grow all your food here in America and around the world. So we have to be very cautious the type of food we eat and where this food is grown and what type of chemicals they use before we begin to digest it. I suggest we grow, really.
Start
with your own, then know what kind of soil you're growing in, because everything around here is toxin. You know, with the European, the Bible, they're toxins the whole planet. It's important that whatever we eat, know where it's grown and the type of soil is grown and what type of chemical we, you know, being used. Not just in the animals eating all this chemical-induced product, but also these plants.
And
we have a in the San Joaquin Valley, where I lived for 20 years. And by the way, I'm a member of the World Ag Expo, the only African on the planet that's a member of this World Ag Expo. And these are people that grow your food all over the planet Earth. And not one African nation was represented at this particular conference. This conference held every year in February, the World Ag Expo in Tulare, California. 38 nations come from around the world that grow you our food, and it's what we eat. We need to know where this food is grown and what's being placed in this food before we begin to put it on our tables and share it with our families and our children. Because estrogen is creating this homosexuality in the type of food our children eat. Because we got to up in this European society, and we're just losing faith in truth, you know?
That's definitely good information, brother.
I have 15 study groups there, and my groups are called the Kitchen Table Welcome Home.
Okay.
If you could, please send me an email or, you know, request me as a friend on Facebook. I'd like to chat with you a little bit more.
And
you
my name is Spice Man. It means spiritual, political, intellectual consciousness, entrepreneur, my African nationalist.
Oh, that's powerful, brother.
And I want to reach out to all my brothers and sisters here in this place here called the cesspool of America. We got to change what we're eating. Not just any plant going to do. We need to know where this plant is grown and what type of soil it's grown in and how it's going to affect us at our melanin centers.
Right. That's definitely powerful, brother.
You know, behavior all over the planet Earth.
Right. Well,
you know,
thank
as part of the health program, you know, what I've done in some of the classes, I used to have an acre garden that I maintained on my own. I mean, it was torture, but, you know, it's definitely necessary. And I learned a lot about how to grow and plant, you know, your own foods. So that's definitely something that the Inside Body Program definitely recommends and supports. And,
bitter melon with diabetes being so rapidly grown in our communities now. Look at bitter gourd or bitter melon.
Bitter melon?
Yeah, bitter melon or bitter gourd control diabetes all over the world. Asia, India, Africa, you know, Caribbeans, and they grow it in California and Florida. Depends on the soil. Bitter melon or gourd, G-R-O-U-D. Because we have rapid cases of obesity and diabetes, you know, taking our people out.
Right. That bitter melon is part of what's called the bitter tonic family.
Yes, sir.
You know, and there's a couple like yellow root, Barberry, Bayberry, Golden Seal. You know,
oh, yeah.
A lot of those are readily available in our neighborhood drug or health stores. You know, so if you don't have access to the bitter melon, you know, you can always go with the bitter tonic family, you know, that'll help with that.
We got to check out our health stores to see if the health store is producing the right thing, because it's this year, society is all about making money. They will put a label in it, and we just jump on it because we say, okay, we hear bitter melon, all these beautiful herbs that the herbs, they grow and put in your body for meat, Genesis 1:11. But these health stores are designed to make money off us also.
Right. And also, we're not talking about GNC.
Yeah, no. We need to know where they get their stuff from.
Right.
We do our homework.
Definitely.
Well, anyway, thank you all for this beautiful evening here. And I look forward in the future to, you know, sharing thoughts and memory. And just keep this alive. This is beautiful here.
Yes, definitely. And
thank you
for the work you're doing out there too, brother. I mean, you're definitely needed out here, and we definitely appreciate you. And like I said, I'd like to contact you and, you know, get more information from you.
Yes, sir. I look forward to it in the future.
All right.
Hotel.
All right. Again, you can catch us live here every Monday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You know, this is what we do. We go in on the issues that pertain to our community especially, but just everybody, human consciousness, expansion, everybody needs to know this, but we definitely, especially during Black History Month, going to be hitting about what affects our community specifically. I dropped a link in the chat to another sister in California, because I'm telling you, the people in California got it on lock with the agricultural stuff. So if you're going to get any agricultural advice, you definitely need to be in California. There's a sister, her name is Nova Khalife. We've had her on the show before, and that's what she does. She consoles you on how to start your own garden. She does it. She grows her own self-sustained food with no chemicals, no pesticides, none of that stuff. And she sells it locally in California, but since we cannot ship it all the way to the East Coast and have it still be fresh, we definitely need to learn how to set up the similar constructs that she has out here. So definitely get in contact with her. That's facebook.com/Nova.Kafile. And that's K-A-F-E-L-E, and Nova spelled like supernova. All right. We have two more callers on the queue. Caller from the 770 area code. You are live on Conversations with the Queen. Do you have any comments or questions?
Yes, thank you, Queen. Thank you for having me. Thanks for the invitation to the show. My name is Patrick Beadle. Thank you again. And Patrick Beadle is the legal name, because everybody always asks what's your real name. That's the name my mom gave me. But I go by the name Black Fire, so I call that our evolution name. I'm a poet, and I find it very important to gather this information, since I feel that I have a responsibility to give our audience valuable information. I'm very satisfied with what I'm hearing from this interviewee tonight, Kunser.
Yes, thank you, my brother.
Brilliant. I'm on this cyber world trying to tell other people they need to tune in right now. But I was happy for the little pause before tuning in so I could tell the people. I won't keep you long. I have a comment/question, and you can wrestle with it. At this stage in my life, I don't look for one-size-fits-all answers either. So that being said, I do wrestle what the Queen was reasoning about being a Hitler vegetarian.
Oh, yeah, a vegan Nazi.
A vegan Nazi, yeah. That's my paraphrase, a vegan Nazi. But I got every joke is half truth, because we're in this dilemma. I'm originally from Jamaica. I grew up here. So I feel that I have the best of both worlds. In my 20-year
big up
return
to Jamaica.
Big up. Every time. Bop. And I heard you're going to have a show related to some reggae music, but that's an aside. But I feel guilty sometimes because... I got to return home to Jamaica and even went to Africa. And you're talking about fresh air. You're talking about so much food that's not affected by anything
GMO.
In terms of, hormones,
mm-hmm.
fertilizers, if for the fact that they can't afford a lot of those things.
mm-hmm.
But, a lot of times for the just the tradition, staying close to tradition. And when we're speaking about melanin, and we're speaking about a melanin diet or mm-hmm. melanin way of eating, and the Rasta don't want to say diet, so we say live it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right,
right. Rastafari. Yeah, so when we're speaking of these things, and we have to speak about freshness. How do I speak about freshness? Being a poet, traveling all over America, unable to maintain my own garden. And they say
mm-hmm.
A fruit loses 70% of its potency within 20 minutes of you picking it. And I'm doing my research and how we used to do things with the markets and how we're moving away into these supermarkets in modern time. And the market was
mm-hmm.
really a place where fresh fruits were brought to. And most people had, at least on some level, their own herbal garden, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
So in modern times now, or what we call modern times, even when you talk about eating healthy, and as an artist, I love having that energy from fresh food. When I'm in Jamaica, I mean, I'm saying we're recording day and night. I'm still performing, moving all over the place. I have so much energy. I don't know if
mm-hmm.
you call it, insomnia or just a lot of energy. We're just up all the time. Over here, I'm
mm-hmm.
eating healthy. I imagine I'm eating healthy. And the previous caller made up a good reasoning about some of these hormone-injected fruits, nuts, and grains. But I don't feel that same energy that I feel in the
mm-hmm.
island. The spirit isn't there. That I can't honestly say the energy is there. And I literally have been able to feel being mature now to say, I can actually feel when the body's living versus when it's dying. And when I step off that plane in Jamaica, I can feel the life force, And when I'm
mm-hmm.
in
right.
America, I don't feel the life force. And I search for the foods. I go to the vegetarian places. I buy these foods. But it keeps coming back to that same haunting thing. If plants photosynthesize, they're basically making fresh food. And if
mm-hmm.
and if we're human beings and we're a higher intelligent force on this earth and we connect spirituality and all these things and we're saying we are what we eat, how do I cross that bridge? Because I'm dealing this with my Afro, I'm displaced, I'm not in Africa, I'm not near the equator. Is when we say repatriation, is it just setting up gardens where we are, or do we literally need to start checking in close to the equator from time to time in order to complete this healthful cycle?
Mm-hmm.
That's the question.
Well, that's a two-part question, and you're exactly right. Foods closer to the equator have more of the vitamins and minerals and more of the freshness, but it's also the environment where you grow up at. People in Pennsylvania, apples give them that same energy because apples is a Pennsylvania type fruit. You go to California and they have oranges. Oranges are the California fruit. So it is where you are. Like when I give people their specific treatments, I have to ask what area of the world are you in? Because there's specific, fruits and vegetables that grow in that area, that are, for that area. An example is, like, if you have a poisonous tree, well, the antidote is going to grow a couple hundred yards away from it.
Mm-hmm.
Everything stays in their environment. So what you did of Jamaican descent, going over there and having your foods that you grew up on that resonate with your system, you're going to feel more alive.
Right.
So, I ain't mad at you. I would love to get some of that flavor also.
Of course,
but
exactly.
Over there in
and
the
I,
States,
I wanted
you know,
to rest, I was rest, not to cut you, but I was wrestling with that factor. Is it some of that? Is some of it just psychosomatic that I'm in an
mm-hmm.
area where I'm indigenously from? And then even in that sense, we're talking about melanin, indigenous isn't then just your birthplace. You're really talking about where you're historically from also.
Exactly,
I felt some of
where
that.
Where our people come from, well, the thing about it too is, and we can't neglect the fact that our people, we wasn't always just in Africa.
Right.
And our people have been traveling the seven seas and touching down on every continent around the whole
That's
planet
true.
for much longer mm-hmm. than European history likes to give us credit for. So we do have ancestry as well. I know if you're from Jamaica, you more than likely have some type of Arawak Indian in you.
Absolutely. My
and
grandma's
you're indigenous and native to the Americas. So it's not like we
mm-hmm.
can't eat from the Americas soil
okay.
that we're not going to find some sustenance in it. It's honestly
right.
that the America that we live in is so industrialized and colonized that its nutrients
right,
are depleted
right.
from the food, really, and that's really where
right.
the issue is
Bam.
Coming in.
Well said, Queen. So actually, in
yes,
a sense,
yes,
if we were able
indeed.
To walk the Native American trails more and eat in their pattern.
Exactly, and they ate with the season, too. And they ate with the season.
It was, yes.
When
it
was
it
cold,
was,
they would
yes.
eat the squash. They would eat the,
yes.
you know, the,
yes.
the vegetables that were plentiful at that time and were also hardy, the root vegetables in
you
the winter.
Just,
you
just
know?
Brought up a good reason, and because what I need to do is check out some more powwows.
yeah.
Really,
and, you know,
I remember,
that's part,
yeah,
that's a good
right
point she made, because that's part of having that global consciousness, that global
yes.
awareness. You know, when our ancestors first came to the Americas, you know, when they were traveling the seas, wherever they went, they brought their foods with them. You know,
yeah.
you
yes.
know they bought their seeds, you know, they
yes.
bought their roots, their herbs, you know, they traveled with their food.
Cross-pollination.
mm-hmm. And you find a lot of the vegetables and fruits and plants and biology that's in the Americas that's also indigenous to the African continent, and it's also in the Americas, and so much so to the point where it's like, you don't know which one came from where. Did it come from America? Did it come from Africa? Because nobody can find where it originated from because we were cousins. We're cousins. We're not
right.
distant people. You know, we got to stop this whole mindset that, you know, we only just stayed in one area, because that was never our people.
Right.
We never just stayed in one
exactly.
area. We were killing.
Well, in fact,
you know?
Right. When they, even when
yeah.
they came over here and discovered this country, we were here. And the
mm-hmm.
monuments
yeah,
are here.
Yeah.
So it definitely, like you said, it's a trail that has been blocked. You know,
mm-hmm.
it's the fly and the trash scenario that you mentioned earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And I speak it the way I speak it because I want to be on the positive side of saying, okay, what do we do with what we have now?
Exactly.
In terms of wrestling, and I just imagine sometimes when we're speaking about portals and melanin, if
mm-hmm.
the climate and the fact that it's cold 9 months out of the year has something to do with the fact of how people eat and how the energy
mm-hmm.
and the melanin
that, it definitely does.
Resonate. Say again?
Mm-hmm. It definitely
it does,
in my
okay,
opinion.
Okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. But then in
I
that
mean,
sense,
honestly and truthfully, even though we did, because we did move a lot, and even though we did have Native ancestors that were from the Americas, they would move down south in the wintertime.
Ah,
like, I'm done with this. All right, I'll come back in the spring. We'll see you.
Yeah.
Like, they would move
yeah,
around.
Yeah.
So,
absolutely, because
you know.
I have a privilege as an artist and especially as a poet. I can pretty much decide where I want to be on the earth.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, but then I also think about that in terms of, well, what about my other people that don't have that same flexibility?
Exactly.
How can I communicate to them how to do better with what
mm-hmm.
they have around them rather
mm-hmm.
than just copping out, you know, and
mm-hmm.
just hiding under a mango tree in the beach in Jamaica. But,
Well, may I offer a solution to you that is, like, really practical, and I'm just going to put it out there for everybody. I don't know about anybody else, but me, I live in Boston, and it's cold as hell. All
yeah,
the time
mm-hmm.
up here, okay? There's no other way
yeah.
to put it. It's cold. It's like Canadian weather-esque. Like, it's very bad. It's not the business.
Right.
It's not the move. But, and I noticed that my health significantly and drastically changes during the wintertime, where I can eat certain things in the summertime, and then I eat it in the wintertime, and it affects me in a whole different way. So what I learned to do is I take a certain supplement called moringa, and it's a very, very powerful herb that have been used by our ancestors for ages. And, you know, that really gives me, it's a dark green leaf full of chlorophyll, plant melanin, whatever you call it, photosomething-something. And it has a high amount of that, and as well as nutrients, vitamins, and all that. And when I take it, I'm like a plant reborn. I'm like, oh, my God, I'm revitalized. I feel, like, back into myself. So that's one of the things we can do, really. And as far as I know, the moringa isn't being genetically modified at this point. So a lot of it that we're getting, I specifically have been taking Jamaican moringa, and I noticed that is the bomb. I'm trying to try some African moringa because I know that's going to be the next level. But it is really, really great. So, I mean, if anybody's having that problem, M-O-R-I-N-G-A, moringa.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
And moringa powder, you mix it up in your smoothie, it's the bomb.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like a dance, a moringa.
Yeah, I know.
And, you know, I want to add, you know, moringa is also the base of all my garden tea formulas.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the moringa that we have is naturally grown. I have a grower that's in Africa that ships it directly.
You know, that's the move.
Right. Okay, so I just got to check Contour for some moringa and everything.
I love that.
I think a lot of times, especially as artists, we try to be super, you know, and I think we just really have to realize that we're spending a lot of energy out there, and especially in a climate, even if we don't catch the things, because I don't necessarily believe in that contagion theory either. I do think it strains us to block a lot of it. You know, it takes a lot of energy.
It takes
to live
a lot of energy, exactly.
Yeah, of course. To live in an environment where a larger amount of people are not conscious, although I'm very impressed with this time. In this year especially, I felt a large surge and a lot of energy going out there to really communicate this knowledge. Mm-hmm. So in case there's someone else on the line, I won't keep up anymore. I will be listening. I'm going to do my best to be in on Monday again. And you can check out my work, Blackfire Art, is the station on YouTube. See a lot of poetry, culture.
Drop it
work.
In the chat.
Will do. And Concha,
appreciate you, brother.
Every time, King and Queen, give thanks for reasoning the conversation, Irie. So
give thanks. Give thanks, my brother. Bless.
Yeah, man. Every time. Bless up yourself. One love.
All right. Peace.
Straight. Peace.
All right. We got one last caller. And I say less, because I mean less. One last caller from the 432 area code. You are live on Conversations with the Queen. Thank you for waiting oh so patiently. And what is your question or comment?
Hello, Tim.
Peace.
Hotel, brother.
Hotel. Hey, I was just going to ask a question. Simple. One of the things that I think some of the brothers have brothers and sisters that have come on and talked about it in some degree, but I want to ask, brother, how do you change the molecular structure of the plants that we go to the market to eat? Because I know the brother would know this. I think the geneticists are really tapping into that. I think they understand that if you're going to change somebody, you got to change them at the molecular level.
What I envision, what I see,
obviously you have to do it yourself, but what I see is, does the sun play a part in being able to break down those genetic codes that they've got inside the plant that would cause harm to the physical body once it's digested within the system? The question would be then, how does the sun play a part in breaking down those poisons that are in the actual plants that we want to eat in terms of our plant diet?
Okay, I could barely understand, but I think the question is, how are plants genetically modified?
Correct.
Okay. Well, what they do is a process called where GMOs actually are genetic modifications. What they do is they splice the seed and they add different things into it. One of the things they were using were the parts of the fetus when they give abortions. They would take that and genetically splice the seed. And what you do when they're called frankenfoods.
Mm-hmm.
What you do is you change the whole environment. You change the soil of what the plants draw their energy from. Just like you, if you draw all your energy from a negative environment, you're going to grow up to be a negative individual.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what they're doing with these plants. They're altering the whole genetic structure. Like I was saying earlier, plants communicate with each other. They do talk.
Right.
And they become
their soil. They become their environment. So what you put in that soil, you know, down to the seed, like you see now you got seedless watermelons.
Right, mm-hmm. Exactly.
You know,
it's an apparition.
Right, right. Yeah, they're hybrids, you know, but they're still growing out the ground, you know, the grapes. You know, the grapes are growing without seeds. So you have to ask
right.
yourself, how do these
right.
fruits reproduce if they don't have seeds?
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. So, again, brother, my question, and I appreciate that knowledge. My question is, how does the sun, QN, play a part in breaking down that Frankenstein effect that they put in the plant to begin with at a molecular level? So how does the sun, what can we do with the sun that's been provided to us by the Creator? What can we do with the sun in the sun to break down what they've tried to implant in us?
The
plant.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
okay. Well, first of all, you know, that's a great question. First
mm-hmm.
of all, we have to get some sunlight. You know,
right.
and up here in the north, you know, that's a little difficult. You know,
yeah.
but what happens is when the sun is out, you know, we're conditioned to wear sunglasses, you know,
okay.
shades
right.
to keep the sun out. And the eyes is the direct portal for the sunlight to enter. When the sunlight enters your pupils, it has a direct effect on your pineal gland. Once your pineal gland is activated from the sunlight, it can detect and be strong enough to get these pollutants out your system.
Got it.
You know, like they say, you eat the meat and spit out the bones. You know,
yeah.
the pineal gland, the body is so advanced. It's advanced beyond our understanding.
Yep.
Absolutely.
And what it's going to do, it's going to take out what it needs. You know, if it's strong enough, it's going to get rid of what it don't need. And it gets rid of that through mucus, through fevers,
right. Right.
through diarrhea, you know. But
right.
if your body's not strong enough to get rid of it, all this stuff is just going to accumulate in your body, and then that's how you get your cancers, your arthritis, your diabetes. So when you start sneezing and have a runny nose, that's good. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
That means your
it
body
is
clearing itself out. You
right.
know, and another thing you can do is we have herbs. Now, the European invaders, you know, they call them seasonings because what herbs do, they have the power to change the temperature of your body. For instance, like when you eat peppermints, you know, it cools your body off. You know, you eat hot peppers, you know, it warms your body up. These seasonings are actually herbs and medication. And what it does is it helps to marry the different foods that we're eating. Once the foods are married together, your body can digest it. So what happens is it marries all the good stuff in the foods and get rid of what it doesn't need. Like the problem child, it kicks it out. It gets rid of that out your system. But first, your system has to be strong enough to understand and be able to separate these things, because if you're eating a 90% denatured diet, you know, your body's going to take this harmful, I use the analogy of flies, the garbage, it's going to take all of that and use that to sustain a certain amount of health.
Got it. So,
you know, so first, though,
I'm sorry, brother, I didn't mean to cut you off. Are you recommending an hour a day, an hour and a half a day, 30 minutes a day in terms of sunlight? To those individuals that absolutely would need it, what is your recommendation?
Well, it's recommended 2 hours a day of full body exposure, you know.
Right.
And since, you know, a lot of us don't have the luxury of doing that, you know, you want to at least get as much as you can. We can stare directly into the sun. You know, that's what the melanin
right.
allows our eyes to do, because
right.
we have the dark brown pigment in our eye. When you have green and blue eyes, that's a defect, and you can't look directly into the sun.
Right.
You know, so what you want to do is get that sunlight energy, you know. That's why, and the medical science, you know, they take credit for getting rid of such diseases as leprosy, scarlet fever, bubonic plague. But actually what happened is the Africans came to Europe and introduced glass windows.
Yeah.
You know, to let the sun shine in. So with that analogy, you can sit in the window and take in the direct sunlight. You know, you want to put a chair and take in a chair at your window. to take in as much sunlight as you possibly can without all the weather.
Got it. Got it. All right, brother.
All right. Does that help you?
Yeah, it definitely helps. Definitely helps. I appreciate it. And y'all, Hotep, y'all have a great one.
All right.
Thank you, brother. Hotep.
Great question. Peace.
Yeah, that was good there.
Yeah, it was. Great question. And what I want to say, too, and this is my little testimony, my little testament to just the power of who we are and what we are as beings. Even though they're getting advanced with their science of manipulation, which is no, you know, big shocker, we are still even more advanced beings. And
yeah.
The simple power of breath, the simple power of affirmation, the simple power of putting your intent forth into your food before you eat it, because you should be interacting with your food on a spiritual level before you even ingest it.
Right, exactly.
These are the things that we have to get back to. And I'm not saying because, you know, if we do that, then the frankenfoods won't get us, but I'm saying that if you got to eat the frankenfoods for a little while, pray over it real quick and say your sha-la-la-la-la and your ashe and your whatever else you got to say over it. You know, and get your mind right, get yourself right, get your spirit right, because honestly and truthfully, you can eat all organic herbs, spices, foods, fruits, everything, right? If you're a negative person, remember, just like beautiful C'Asia was talking about on the show, if you're a negative person and you're on that low vibration, you're not going to receive the nutrients in your body. You're not going to receive the life energy in your body. So cultivate your spirit as well, because, again, it's holistic health, mind, body, and spirit. So
right.
Cultivate spirit. Cultivate breath. Cultivate the other aspects, because especially if you're out here in the wilderness, North America, and you up in the cold, you need to breathe, do some yoga, do some Tai Chi every day just to make it. So it's definitely deep out here. All right, with that being said, we do have only 8 minutes left in the live stream, and I will not be taking any more callers. And peace and blessings, and thank you to all the callers who did call in. Do you have any last minute shout outs, questions, comments, anything?
Yes, I definitely like to, you know, just comment on, you know, this is Black History Month, you know. This is a month that, you know, they set aside for us. Really, Black History is every day, you know.
Exactly.
And just keep in mind, you know, our history didn't start on a plantation in the South. You know, we have hundreds of thousands of years of history. So when you get into your history and you're paying reverence to our ancestors, you know, don't stop at the Rosa Parks and the Harriet Tubmans. You know, go back to the Hatshepsuts and the Nefertaris. You know, take this opportunity to really learn about your history. Learn about your history is learning about yourself. You know, and you can't get over any illness or any diseases without self-love. You know, so first you have to love yourself. And once you love yourself, you know, that'll give you more willpower to put the bacon down.
Exactly.
You know?
Step
you know,
away from the bacon.
Right. Back away. And, you know, I encourage everyone to listen to shows like these and others that I mentioned earlier, because this is what we have. This is our media outlet. You know, it's so much other stuff in the media that's taking up our time, you know, like with the Super Bowl, all the crazy, dumb commercials that's just taken away from the knowledge that we should be sharing, the open conversations and the dialogues we need to be having with each other to discuss our freedom and to get out of this mess that we're in. You know, we no longer can blame anyone else for our situation. It's us, you know, and collectively, you know, I like to use the analogy, you know, collectively, we need to take that crab-type syndrome, because once if you understand the crab, you know, when one crab tries to get out, they all get together and pull it back in. Well, you have to understand, you know, the crabs know unity and togetherness is going to get them all free. If one gets out and gets free on his own, it's lunch meat, you know. But if they all get out together collectively, they're stronger in numbers and they have a fighting chance. So that's what we need to do. We need to adopt that mentality to help your neighbor, you know, to help your brothers and sisters, you know, around the globe, you know, not just in your community, but to have different forums. And when people are having forums like this, encourage other people to join in, you know, mm-hmm. to listen in, to ask questions, you know, because we can't have 500,000 different forums, you know, the ones that stepping out and taking the courage to start these. We need to support that.
Mm-hmm, definitely. All right. On that note, you can definitely support the Conversations with the Queen daily Black History Month post by liking us on Facebook.com/Conversations with the Queen. I've been posting a daily post with either a biography or information pertaining to little-known Black history facts or important people in Black history who are not really given enough credit. So definitely go and check that out. You can also read our article on Black history on conversationswiththequeen.blogspot.com. And please do go check out, again, InsideBodyByKinsea.com, and make sure that you get your health right and you love yourself and you do heal yourself. All right? So it's been a pleasure having this time with you, Kinsea, and it's been a wonderful show.
Yes, thank you, Queen. Thank you for having me. I always enjoy listening to your show, and I definitely appreciate being on it as well.
Peace. All right. Join us next week at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we will be having a wonderful, wonderful reggae artist on the show, Ross Ija, a.k.a. Eternal Fire, a.k.a. Eternal Fire. So he's going to be on the show, going to be awesome. We're going to have some special surprises as well lined up for the show. So we're keeping it rolling for our Black History Month specials. And I do bid you all peace and love and blessings. I'm going to take it out with some Joy Jones, Supernova. Peace.